Time is 8:07. Currently, mostly cloudy skies in downtown Wausau. It's been odd the last number of minutes throughout much of the early morning hours and then overnight hours as well. I could hear outside it was raining. It sounded like it rained quite a bit. I was laying in bed. I'd wake up from time to time and hear the rain. Even when I got off to work, it was very dark. The rain had stopped, but the roads were still very wet. The roads, in fact, are still very wet. And then in the last few minutes, saw some rays of sunshine, see some actual blue skies, but also see some dark clouds. So, again, quite a mix out there. Mostly cloudy skies and 42 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. And you can also catch us if you go to our Facebook page, the Bow Falls Radio Facebook page, and the Bow Falls Radio X page, as we have live video streams. As you can see my face, you can see Ian's face, and you can see our guests when they come in a little bit later on. In fact, we got a couple of guests coming in here today. At 8:35, we'll be joined by Chad Daly of the Marathon County Public Library. We'll hear about how their big eclipse party went yesterday. We'll talk about other activities going on in the next week or so at the Marathon County Public Library. That's at 8:35 this morning with Chad Daly. And then in the second hour at 9:35, I will be joined by Cindy Strovel of the River and Woods Theater Company to talk about their show coming up this weekend. And Ian, what is the show that is coming up this weekend?
It's called Noses Off.
And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be great opportunities. Again, we talked about the show that's going on over at DC Everest yesterday. We're going to talk about the River and Woods Theater Company and their show coming up. I have been in contact with the East End Players and the Wausau East folks to get them on, and still haven't exactly got it nailed down yet. And then next week, the Wausau West Theater group will be performing as well. So I'm going to be reaching out to the folks at West to try to get some cast members in as well. So
a very busy time.
It certainly
for
is.
Theater. And I like it, though.
And I expect when Cindy comes in that you're going to help me with some great questions as well about River and Woods, because you've been part of this group and been able to hit the stage with this group, and it's another opportunity
for folks to
either be involved or to just be a patron and be able to see some great shows here in Central Wisconsin. So again, Chad Daly at 8:35, Cindy Strovel of River and Woods Theater Company at 9:35, and of course at 8:20 as well, we'll be joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany's still in Illinois. She was down in Illinois to get closer to the ground zero of yesterday's big eclipse. And we'll talk about that, what she saw in a sunny area in Illinois yesterday, and talk about some warmer weather that will be moving in the middle portion of this work week as well. So, again, lots on the plate here this morning. Also, if you would like to be involved, if you would like to let your voice be heard, if there's something that you want to talk about, or just want to be involved in the conversation, you can join us by either calling or texting us. Again, we have a call and text line, either or, 715-382-9297. So again, you can either text us or call us at 715-382-9297. 9297 to be part of the program. And again, if there's just something that is on your mind, something that you want to make sure you talk about, you can do that, or just as part of our conversation. If we say something that piques your interest or adds to the thoughts that you may have on a certain issue, 715-382-9297 in order to join us. And again, you can either use that to call us or use that to text us. And if you just text us, we'll make sure to mention what you have to say as well. And also, real easy as well to be in contact with this show or any of the shows through the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, it's really a terrific source to keep Bull Falls Radio and Civic Media very close to you. All you have to do is go to your App Store or Google Play, wherever you get your apps. Just search Civic Media. It's a free app. Just download it. And then once you have it, you open it up and you'll see every station on the Civic Media Radio Network. In fact, on my phone, I bring it up right now, I can see I got my Civic Media app, open it up, and then I see the fifth one down is Bull Falls Radio. And if you click on Bull Falls Radio, you'll see the primary stream, which is what we are right now. You can hear whatever's on the air on the primary stream. And then from time to time, we have additional sports broadcasts, sometimes especially during the fall, where we could have a Wausau West, a Marathon, and a Newman Catholic game all at the same time. One game would be on the primary stream, one game would be on the Sports 2 stream, and another game would be on the Sports 3 stream. So again, real easy to listen in no matter what we have on the air through the app. But also, you have a real easy chance to contact us. You have an email link right down there. Just click on the email. You can send us a message through an email. You have a call button. You just click the call button. In fact, I'm going to try this. I'm going to see if the phone rings. I'm going to hit the call button.
Okay.
See if we can't make this work. And, oh, there we go. And it says call.
Okay.
Is the phone going to ring?
So we hope so.
It's calling.
Still wait.
Oh, there it is.
It does work.
So there we go. I'm going to hang it up, but I can hear the phone ringing as I use the Civic Media app. So basically, again, all you do is click on the call button. It'll bring up then our phone number to hit call. And then as well, you can hit the text button, and you can do the same thing. It will allow you to text us here on the program. So again, it's real simple, and it's a really cool app. There's been a lot of work done by the folks at Civic Media to put together the best app possible, and it's continued to be improved on as we have moved through the months. But again, it's real easy then to contact the show and contact us either, and contact all the shows, because if it's after 10 o'clock, you'll be able to hit the call button, and it'll go to the studios of Jane Matinere, or after 12 noon of Todd Alba. So again, if you have not downloaded the app, do so. It's really cool to have that you can take us and the entirety of the Civic Media Radio Network with us wherever you go. Every one of our stations is on that app, and it's real easy, and it's real simple, and it's just a fantastic resource. So again, just download that app at the App Store or Google Play or wherever you get it.
Speaking of things that are really cool, the solar eclipse yesterday was really awesome.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Were you able to do with it?
It was a cloudy by our house, but we actually saw it on TV in Mexico. It was in the peak, and we were actually to see the image. And then the clouds were starting to part a little bit at our house. So I got the special glasses. I walked outside the front door. I looked up, and just a little bit, the clouds were moving away, and I saw it.
I saw it
with my very eyes.
What about those special glasses? Because we were talking about that yesterday, and I said I wasn't really sure whether or not, you know, their sunglasses would work. What were they different in any way that added to the protection?
I don't know. I think my mom said they were like some kind of a special filter was attached to them or something, but I don't remember exactly how it works. But it did work, though. I was able to look at it. I was able to see it through the glasses. And I had to admit, for a second, though, I tried to look at it with my own eyes, and it did hurt a little bit. So
don't do that. Don't test it.
I learned the hard way that you should not do it, but I was able to see it.
So it is the last one for 20 years. So, man, 2044 will be the next time.
So cool to see, though.
Yeah, and that's great that people took advantage. And we're going to find out about the folks who went to the Marathon County Public Library for their watch party a little bit later on. But there were folks all through central Wisconsin. I saw some of the stories where people really did embrace this. And as I said yesterday, during this time of, you call it, political upheaval, where there are lines or fault lines in the ground where people are just, basically one side or the other, it's nice to see some certain events that do bring people together. I think one event every year is the Super Bowl, where everybody kind of joins together, has their Super Bowl parties and watches the game. That's one of the things that brings people together. And I thought this was something that brought people together. There were a few folks out there with their conspiracy theories again about things, but
I did see a few of those.
I know, but it's just I think that is now going to be an everyday occurrence because people have the opportunity through social media to get those voices out there, and then they get exposed to a lot more people. But still, for the most part, the stories that I saw showed folks getting together, enjoying it, smiles, and realizing that this is, again, when you think about, and I think we're going to talk about this with Brittany, that the amazing aspects of science, the amazing aspects of the earth and the sun and the moon and nature and astronomy and everything else.
It's so cool.
It really is. And it's, it doesn't happen very often. And for when it does happen, to be able to take a few moments like you did and so many other people did, to be able to just enjoy it with their community, with their family, with their friends. And again, we need more of these opportunities to, I think, come together. But I'm glad you were able to get the glasses. Yeah. I'm glad you weren't blinded when you took off your glasses and toyed with it.
For a second, I looked for my own eyes. But
you just couldn't help yourself, could you?
No, I just wanted to see what would happen.
Well, I'm glad you didn't go blind. I want to see what's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, boom, you have no sight again. It's like
I was a little blinded for a few seconds.
Oh,
but it wasn't like horrible.
Well, I would hope it was 2 seconds, obviously. Thought, oh no, I completely ruined it. I'm gonna be blind now. But but no, that was interesting. We're gonna hear more, and I'm sure that somebody that really knows this stuff, Brittany Merlot, we're gonna talk to her coming up in just a couple of minutes. Again, coming up at 8:35, then we will have Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library with us. They had a big event yesterday, but they also have things that are going on all the time, and we'll find out about that. And then finally, again, we're going to talk about we're becoming like back in the day when Bravo was truly about theater, because yesterday we talked about theater, and now again today we're going to talk even more about theater. As coming up at 9:35, we'll be joined by Cindy Strovel of the River and Woods Theater Company to talk about their show coming up this weekend. The time is 8:18. Again, overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. Temperature of 42 degrees. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and of course, again, on the Civic Media app. But also, again, if you are watching right now on our Bow Falls Radio page of X or Facebook, again, both on the X Bow Falls Radio page and the Facebook Bow Falls Radio page, you can see a stream. And you can also see Brittany Merlot from Illinois as she went off to get closer to see this eclipse yesterday. But Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. Oh my gosh, it was so worth the trip down south, I'll tell you that. I'm speechless.
What did you see? What did, because I was talking to Ian in the last segment and saying that, you know, you really know this stuff. I think you have a sense of what really it all means. What did it mean to you yesterday? Because obviously you studied, you know, all this stuff basically as a career and a profession and have an understanding of it. Maybe for the layperson, what should we really take away from something like this that happens so rarely on our earth?
Yes. I mean, well, you said it right there. It's just so rare for you to actually be in the path of near totality, to have the moon pass in front of the sun and cast that shadow, especially right in the middle of the day where we could really appreciate and notice those changes going on. That is just something else. And a lot of people got emotional. A lot of people, I mean, even me personally, I got the chills throughout my entire body. It was just something special, something different. I mean, when does it get dark in the middle of the day? That doesn't happen beside a cloud, right? Mm-hmm. So it was just amazing. My experience, there was completely clear skies, not a cloud out there whatsoever. And at first, you know, it started into that phase, right? I didn't notice anything at first, unless you put the glasses on. Then you could see that it was starting to move over and shadow and block that sunlight. And that is just, it made me feel small, to be honest with you. I really sat there and I thought about how far away we were, how the moon was in between me and the sun, and just, I don't know, I took it all in.
It shows how little control we have.
Yes.
That just happened. It got dark in the middle of the day and there was nothing we could do about it.
Nope. And I was looking earlier in the morning at some articles and stories and doing some research about, you know, past events way back in history when they didn't know what was happening. Mm-hmm. And a lot of wars and things would happen when eclipse would take place, because why is it getting dark? What is our world? What's going on right now? And I didn't notice at first the animals. I didn't know if they would react, all of that. And it did get quiet. And then when it started to become brighter outside, all of that, you could hear the birds chirping as if it was morning, the ducks out there. It was something else.
That is an interesting aspect of when you look back on history, where when something happens when you don't know why it's happening, that's when, people get really nervous. And then when things happen, and as you said as well, that animals and the birds wouldn't know what's happening. They don't have the same, they weren't reading the news and hearing about the news and it's coming. They must be thinking, what is happening here? What, you know, it really is. It is amazing, and I think I'm thrilled that you're able to go down there and really experience it, as you said, really be able to feel it in your bones. But I heard you talking to Ian before we came on the air. I was getting on Ian's case because he looked up there for a moment without the glasses on.
Just for a few seconds.
And you did it too? You gotta know better than that.
I did it on accident. Oh, okay. I was just so excited, you know, kind of thing. And you don't think about how bright that sun really, really was. But it was just a quick second. I was just putting them on as it happened.
Oh, man. I got you two here to keep an eye on here, because you're looking up into the sun during an eclipse. Come on here. But no. You had the accident. Ian just actually did it, and I got on his case for that. So, I mean, gee whiz. Weather-wise, let's turn to the weather, because actually it was interesting, because I was in bed and, you know, I woke up during the overnight and I heard rain. I woke up again. I heard rain. There was I don't know how much rain we got, but it felt like we had quite a bit of rain in the overnight. But it does look like things are going to start to dry out, aren't they?
Oh, they sure are. So the sprinkles and showers have already moved north. They're kicking on out of here. The cloud cover is still hanging on, unfortunately, but that will move out of here as well as we push through the afternoon. We're actually looking at partly sunny skies today and high temperatures into the mid-50s. So that's pretty nice.
Yes, it is.
But we get even warmer and even prettier. More sunshine for tomorrow and highs climb into the mid-60s. I can't wait.
Holy cow. I bet you we're going to see a lot of people without the jackets tomorrow.
Yes. And you can thank me. I think I'm bringing it from Illinois.
There you go. You know, there you go.
I'll be back. It'll be what, it's what I felt yesterday. It was so nice. I'm not going to lie.
So basically, spring is arriving. Can we say that?
Yeah, we can say that now. I think we could say that.
Very, very good. But then another chance of rain maybe towards the end of the work week. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah, we are still looking at that system down to the south. It will swipe us. So we are going to see some rain chances starting to roll on in as soon as Thursday. And that kind of lingers into Thursday night. But it clears us and leaves us alone for a beautiful weekend. So it's just a Thursday.
Terrific. Well, Brittany, again, thanks for the info on that great trip down to Illinois. Enjoy the rest of your day. Are you heading back north here?
Yes, I am today. Oh. So I'll bring the warmth with me, you guys.
Safe travels, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's our Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, joining us again here every weekday morning at 8:20 here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Right now in Wausau, here at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau at our studios, mostly cloudy skies. Temperature stands at 42 degrees. The winds are out of the west at 8 miles per hour. The dew point is 39. Relative humidity of 89%. The barometer at 29.79 inches and a wind chill factor of 37 and a visibility of 10 miles. So as Brittany said, looks like the rain that has come through early this morning is heading right on out of here. Should be a dry day and a very pleasant day with highs in those mid-50s. But then tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, highs into the mid-60s before some rain moves back in on Thursday and maybe into early on Friday before, again, all sunny as I look ahead to the weekend. And again, it's only Tuesday. But right now, the weather forecast says Saturday sunny and 64, Sunday sunny and 68 degrees. So if you have those outdoor activities, get them planned for the upcoming weekend.
It should be really nice.
Absolutely. So again, we'll get that mixture, you know, because we need that little bit of rain and to green things up and then get some warm weather. And then hopefully things start to get a little bit more green as we really do start to enjoy the spring like weather.
And then we got
to
start mowing our lawns.
That is exactly right. Well, coming up, an information update, news, weather, sports. Get everything you need to know at the top and the bottom of every hour right here on Bow Falls Radio. And then after that, we will be joined by Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library. Talk a bit about their event yesterday that occurred during the eclipse, and then also look ahead at some activities going on at the library over the next couple of weeks. So that's Chad Daly coming up after our information update here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Can you put your hands in your head? Oh, no. I said, fall. What a day, a year, a life it is. You know, well, you know, you had it coming to you. Now there's not a lot I can do.
From the Wausau Business Show. If you missed us last week, Grace Dakey was great, Miss America, and she broke some news. So feel free to go to BowFallsRadio.com and catch up this Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m. Who we got, Paul?
Sean Wright from the Grand Theater. We're going to go on stage and interview him.
So please tune in or on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play WXCO.
Don't forget, we have more Red Lobster news along with the Wausau Business Rumors segment.
We'll see you Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bow Falls Radio.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Again, 42 degrees here in downtown Wausau, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, our Bow Falls Radio studios. And every other Tuesday, we get a chance to talk about activities going on just down the road here in downtown over at the Marathon County Public Library and the entire library system here in Marathon County, as we are joined by Chad Daly. So Chad
Good
and Chad
morning.
Again here.
It's You're almost... a little earlier. So I know, yeah. My schedule over at the library changed today, so I appreciate you fitting me in a little earlier today.
Oh, it's no problem at all. And in fact, I haven't seen you in 4 weeks because I was off 2 weeks ago, but glad to see you again. I guess to start things off, I just wanted to ask you how yesterday went, because I know that the library had an event during the eclipse and a chance to have something happen here in central Wisconsin. Obviously, the cloud cover kind of hurt, I think, everybody here in central Wisconsin. But
no, it was fine. So we definitely ran out of eclipse glasses that we were handing out to the public, which is great. Hopefully, we kept a lot of eyes from getting damaged. But yesterday, we didn't really have a whole lot. We just set up a live stream of from the NASA website so people could come in and just sit down and listen to some commentary and that sort of thing and see the eclipse happening in other parts of the country and other parts of the world. But most of our eclipse programming happened before yesterday. So yesterday was kind of almost a little break, which was kind of nice.
Well, also this week, it's National Library Week, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is.
So I wish you, because everybody working in the library, I say happy National Library Week.
Thank you.
What does it mean? Is anything happening special?
Honestly, not really.
just a chance to acknowledge it, basically,
yes,
isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. Our library staff gets pizza for lunch today, so that's kind of nice for us. But we don't have any special programs planned for this week. Just kind of business as usual, which is how it goes at the library. It is nice to take a moment to celebrate what we do. Mm-hmm. And you and I were talking before we went on air. I was at a conference last week in Columbus, Ohio for the Public Library Association. And it was really nice to be around other library staff, other librarians. And it's a good reminder of the importance of, what we try to do every day for our communities. And it's a good time to just and we certainly appreciate all of the people who come into the library. Mm-hmm. And because, without the public, then a library is more like a museum than a working space, I guess.
But it is important, I think, to acknowledge that, because it is it's been something that's been vital to areas around this country and around the world for forever. I mean, it really is something that it's vitally important. It's vitally important to have access to books, to information, to learning tools. I just think that's probably the biggest thing. You don't need to have a party. It's just a chance to think about everything that is possible at the library for everybody, where folks who may not have the same resources as somebody else has the opportunity to read a great book or to get a training in a certain area. Yeah. So again, it's important, and I think it's a great thing to acknowledge here this week.
Yeah, I mean, even last night, somebody needed to print something from one of our computers and asked, is it still 10 cents a page for printing? Which it is. And my coworker kind of joked that library is one of the few places that have not been touched by inflation. Everything's either free or it's the same price it's been for a long time. So we just kind of we show up and do what needs to be done and try to help people when we can with whatever we can.
Heading into spring, and I mean, it's amazing. I was thinking actually the other day that we're actually getting pretty close to the end of school years, and then obviously things change, and I know that programs change, but that's coming up in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
But as we head now, 100th day of the year, heading into spring, what's happening at the library here in the next week or two?
Well, this week, a little less. We kind of backed off a little bit, or it just so happened that we don't have a ton of stuff going on this week, but we do have some things going on next week. On Monday the 15th at 4:30 at our Hatley branch, they're doing a two-part learn to knit program. So if you've never knitted before, you can pick up some skills and start a project, which will happen. We'll finish the project on part two of the learn to knit program a little later on down the line. And also on Monday at our Marathon City branch at 5:30, We're doing a program on genealogy basics, so people in Marathon City can stop by the branch there and learn more about the website Ancestry, which is a very popular genealogy site, and it's something that MCPL patrons do have access to. The one caveat being they have to be in the library, either on one of our computers or even just connected to our Wi-Fi. But you have free access to all that Ancestry has to offer, and there's a ton of stuff there. I've used it myself to trace the Daly family back a ways. So it's just a great resource, and you can learn more about that. Both with the Learn to Knit and the genealogy basics, we are asking people to register ahead of time, just so we can have an idea on how many people might be joining us. Next week, we did have our monthly Extension gardening program going on Tuesday. Unfortunately, Janelle Weir over at Extension had to cancel that one. So if you were interested in the No Mow May program that was happening next week, unfortunately, that is canceled. It doesn't look like we'll be rescheduling that one in particular, but we'll be back in May with the Extension programs in the gardening series there. And on Wednesday of next week at 11 a.m. at our Mosinee branch, people can come in and create a gratitude journal. So Mandy Roberts, who has done some health and wellness programs, some yoga programs for us, will be coming in to discuss ways to grow your gratitude, acknowledge gratitude, and people can put together a free journal that they can take home and try and track their gratitude.
She's quite a Renaissance lady,
yes,
isn't she?
Absolutely.
I tell you.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was actually talking yesterday on the program. I was talking about a gentleman who is running for the state assembly, the seat that Mandy used to run.
Yeah.
And I said, I remember back, because I mean, it's, again, I talked about how fast time goes by, and it's probably been about a decade since Mandy was in office, but she was such she was such a good representative in terms of connecting with the people. And I think that's something that you do at the library as well, because I think that's, you know, that she's working with the library here for this event. It kind of makes a lot of sense to me, because it is about reaching out to the community and having these events that really connect with the people within Marathon County.
Yeah. I mean, it's, again, we've talked a bit about this in the past, but it's not just entertainment, although that's certainly part of it. We want people to take advantage of all the library has to offer in terms of getting informed, whether it's about local elections or health issues. Later on this month, on the 23rd, we'll have the Marathon County Health Officer coming in for our county spotlight series. So, and even next week on Thursday, the 18th at 5:30, we'll have folks from the health department coming in. Next week is National Public Health Week, so they'll be talking about environmental health, like mold and radon and things like that, just learning more and learning more about what the health department does. So we do try to, with our programming, sneak a little bit of learning in there once in a while, but also try and make it fun.
And you shouldn't say, because learning is fun. It really is. I think the idea that somehow learning is somehow work. I also say work is fun, because again, I think everything that we do in life should have some sort of enjoyment aspect to it.
Agreed.
I think really otherwise. Agreed. But I mean, the idea of work is fun, and I think learning is fun. And also, you were talking about having these, you know, different programs at different libraries. And I think we have to underline that, because often I'll say, well, you're from the Marathon County Public Library right down the road. How many different libraries are there in the system right now?
Nine. For MCPO. So we have the Wausau headquarters, and then there are eight branches around the county. So I'm going to try and run through these alphabetically. So we've got Athens, Edgar, Hatley, Marathon City, Mosinee, Rothschild, Spencer, Stratford. That's eight. Yeah. Yep.
And then the big one here.
Yep. And then the big one here. Yeah.
And also, I found very cool, I was looking at, you know, every time that you come in, I take a peek at the Facebook just to see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they have these really nice postings, basically saying, you know, there's one that says, I would be lost without the local library, showing a child and mom reading. Mm-hmm. And another one talking about, again, another, the library is the happy place, and showing all these kids and also the people that work. And I saw a comment under it and saying, this was from the Stratford, mm-hmm. one of the comments saying the Stratford community is so lucky to have MJ and Darla. Apparently they must be working there. They are rock stars and shine such a light. And there are people that work at each of these different libraries that really do connect, and especially with the kids and families.
Absolutely. And they, you know, we in Wausau help out with programming and other things, but our branch coordinators, which is what the title for the main person at, or the leader at each branch, I guess you could say, but each branch has at least two or three employees. But they really know their communities. Our Spencer branch too, Audrey, our branch coordinator there, has been there for a long time, very tied in and connected to what's happening in the community. And they try to be very responsive to the wants and needs and interests of their communities, whether it's with programming or bringing in school groups to learn more about the library, or going out to schools and doing outreach there. So, the branches, I think, partly because they're a little more rural and there aren't as many people coming through as we would have here in Wausau, they do definitely try to pay attention and very responsive to community needs and interests. Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. Yeah. Anything else that we've missed before we wrap things
up? Yeah, one big one we have actually next Thursday at Whitewater Music Hall. So April is National Poetry Month, and next Thursday, starting at 7 o'clock, we have former Wisconsin Poet Laureate Max Garland coming in to do a poetry reading, as well as the City of Wausau Poet Laureate Tiffany Rodriguez Lee. So both of them will share some of their poetry, and then we'll also have open up the mic, and others are invited to share their own poetry as well. So open mic session there as well. So that'll be going from 7 until probably about 9 o'clock next Thursday, the 18th. And that, again, will be at the Whitewater Music Hall right across from the Wausau Library.
Absolutely. Fantastic. And again, as well, we talk about all this information, all these events. Great way to keep up to it, because, as you said, it's a week from Thursday. We don't want to forget. Folks should follow you, of course, on Facebook.
Facebook, yep.
And also that you have a great website as well.
Yep. Website is mcpl.us. We do bi-monthly newsletters. You can subscribe to those and get them in your email. We also print out paper copies. Pretty soon we'll be printing our summer library program schedule, so keep an eye out for that.
And again, so simple, MCPL, Marathon County Public Library, mcpl.us.
Yep. U.S.
Mm-hmm. Chad Daly, hey.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on in. And again, glad to work with you to make sure you come in here and talk about all the great stuff at the library.
Yeah, we'll happy to do it, as always. See you in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. The time is 8:48. Again, overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 42 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app. Weather-wise, again, we got overnight. Again, I don't have any of the numbers right now, but every time I listened outside, it sounded like the rain was coming down. And it has stopped. It looks as though I find the forecast from the National Weather Service interesting because they say that there is a 10% chance of showers before 2 p.m. 10%. So they're basically covering themselves. So if it does get a shower, yeah, they'll say, hey, we said there was a 10% chance of showers. But 10% chance of showers before 2 p.m., according to the National Weather Service. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and a high near 56. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low dropping to 35. And then mostly sunny tomorrow, Wednesday, hump day Wednesday, 65 degrees with a high temperature. Thursday, showers, mainly after 2 p.m., high near 57. And then on Friday, partly sunny, a chance of showers before 8 a.m., but then clearing out with those sunny skies and a high near 55, and nothing but sunshine for the weekend. Sunny on Saturday, a high of 64, and sunny on Sunday and a high near 68 degrees. And again, 42 right now under mostly cloudy skies. Coming up later on today, we have high school baseball, East and West. Yep, the Warriors and the Lumberjacks. Wausau West Warriors, Wausau East Lumberjacks, high school baseball. The opener in the Wisconsin Valley Conference for both squads. Always fun to see the inner-city rivals. 4:50 for the pregame, 5 o'clock for the first pitch, live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, forgot to mention, Rob made a comment on our stream page. Mm. Again, if you go to our Facebook page or to our X page, Bow Falls Radio, you're able to watch us on a stream and also able to make comments. And Rob from Tigerton said, cloudy skies, 44 degrees over there. Said he was able to see the eclipse on his way home from Shawano to Tigerton. Also says this week is Severe Weather Awareness Week.
Yes, it is.
Says he's taking Storm Spotter training class from the National Weather Service Green Bay office tonight for the third straight year. So
good for him.
That's actually very good. That's very, very interesting. And, of course, this time of year, we are getting to the point where thunderstorms and tornadoes could come through.
Yeah.
Last year was a pretty quiet year. Because when severe weather gets going,
that's what I'm afraid of. Is this year might be a little more rough.
It could be, but when there is severe weather, right here on Bow Falls Radio, we are bringing you extensive coverage. We have Brittany and the rest of the meteorologists that are with the Civic Media. But last year, because usually when there's severe weather, I have to get in my car and come back over here and get on the air and let people know what's going on.
Yeah,
did not have to do that a whole lot last year. So
last. A summer was really nice.
It certainly was, and it was quiet. It was, and it's really interesting because we've seen
unusual.
We've seen some really odd weather and some severe weather in other areas of the country. Uh-huh. And for whatever reason, the last couple of years, it's felt like here in north central Wisconsin and the north central part of the country, it's been much more quiet than, say, in the southeast or the far west. We've seen a lot of really interesting and odd weather in California that you normally don't see. You've seen the same with hurricanes down in the southern part of the country,
right?
Whether, you know, the Gulf of Mexico or the Atlantic Ocean. So, again, you know, knock on wood, it's going to be quiet, but you just don't know. I mean, it just changes all the time. It's the way it is. I mean, this winter, last month being so warm, and then early this month, we've seen, you know, some snow and some rain, and you just never know what's going to happen. So, again, we'll keep an eye on that. And one thing that you'll always get is the information that you need at the top and bottom of every hour here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, and also on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At least Wisconsin doesn't get hurricanes, though, right?
Exactly. No kidding.
I mean, the countries that are, actually, the states who are close to the ocean have a higher chance of hurricanes. If you're like more inland, there's a less chance of the hurricane actually getting as you. Like all the states in the middle are less likely to have hurricanes than those closer to the oceans.
Exactly. And I think we'll have to talk to Brittany about that at some point, you know, the exact reasons and what can be expected in certain areas, and this area as well, in north central Wisconsin. Also, really quickly, I want to remind people that you can get even more information by going to our website at bullfallsradio.com. You can tune into our community. You can hear the daily civic media podcast, and we have local for every station. And for us, bullfallsradio.com, Brittany Merlot leads the way with the information that you need. You get state and local news, you get sports, you get entertainment and weather. The Civic Media Daily News Roundup podcast gives you what you need to know in our community. Whether, you know, if you can check out all these websites as well. As I said, if you get on the get the app, you'll be able to see every one of our stations, be able to click and really keep up to speed on everything going on around the state of Wisconsin. So again, go to bullfallsradio.com, and also at bullfallsradio.com, sign up for the newsletter. Brittany Merlot does a great job when it comes to the newsletter. And if you go to bullfallsradio.com, right at the top of the screen, it'll be a green box that says join the newsletter. You also have the news roundup on there, and you have live streams and schedule of our programming, our sports. We've got podcasts for our sports events. If you missed yesterday's Newman Catholic High School softball game, it's up on the website as well. But go to bullfallsradio.com and make sure you sign up for that newsletter. Get the information that Brittany puts together every week, and really keeps you up to speed on what's going on around central Wisconsin. Finally, we have coming up at the top of the hour that information update, news, weather, and sports. And don't forget, at the bottom of the next hour, we have another guest coming in at 9:34, Cindy Strovel of the River and Woods Theater Company, talking about their show coming up this weekend. And what is that again?
Noses off.
Noses off. N-O-S-E. Nose, like on the face.
That's right.
Sounds interesting. So we'll find out about that. Where is the show being held this weekend?
It will take place at the Willow Springs Garden outside of Wausau.
I've been there for a few events, and that's a really cool place. So that would be a great place to have it. So
it should be a really great show.
Yeah, we'll find out more about that show coming up again with Cindy Strovel coming up at 9:34. One more hour to go here on this Tuesday morning for us, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.